A state senator has stepped in to try to block Nashville's new local hiring requirement. City voters passed the ballot measure, setting up what could be the first conflict between the new mayor and state lawmakers. The Metro Charter Amendment requires contractors on large public construction projects to assign at least 40% of work hours to employees who live within Davidson County. But Senator Jack Johnson, who lives in Franklin, wants the state to overturn the rule and ban other cities from similar ideas. He said the mandate is unfair to companies and will make it tough to find construction workers and then keep track of where they're living.
It's an administrative nightmare, and which will drive up the cost of businesses trying to adhere to the policy, which will end up costing taxpayers more money. And then when it is actually implemented, it's going to discriminate against other counties and businesses and employees that live in other counties.
Johnson says he took action because the impact of the measure reaches into counties that didn't get to vote on it. He says he's siding with industry groups and chambers of commerce, and he wants the attorney general to say whether it's constitutional. His filing also follows the city's mayoral race. Johnson endorsed David Fox, who opposed the local hire rule but lost by 10 points last week. Winner Megan Berry, backed by labor unions, supported the provision. She said she suspected the legislature might attempt to overturn it, but vowed to defend metro laws. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.